I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wisconsin's Morning Trivia Contest. The Brain Strain. Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX.
Jim and Terry straining your brain daily.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
At 7:30. Let's do it. Let's strain some brains, too. We're talking A Star Is Born. As you told me, this is not the first remake.
It's like
the second remake of this movie. Mm-hmm. Lady Gaga is in the new one. You bet that's going to be
the third remake, I think.
Well, she is so talented. You know, I've heard great reviews on this one already, too.
Yeah.
Hey, let's flash back to the 70s A Star Is Born. Who was the superstar that declined the role, ultimately given to Kris Kristofferson?
Ooh. So,
the one we all know from the 70s with Barbra Streisand, along with Kris Kristofferson, who was originally offered that role opposite of Streisand, but declined, and they gave it to Kris. So they had somebody else in mind first.
He was so good.
Yeah. Mm. Who was that person that declined that role? Then Kris Kristofferson got it. Win a Johnny's Italian Steakhouse $25 gift certificate with your correct answer. Do it now. 664-1949.
Jim McGaw, Terry Barr, McGaw in the Morning on Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX.
Burt Reynolds.
Oh!
Oh, that's a good guess. Not old Bert.
That would have been a fascinating take on it.
We were just talking about him on the news the other day, how many roles he passed up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That wasn't Bert for that one. He was too busy outrunning Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, that's right. That was all about that time, wasn't it?
Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
I love you guys.
Love you.
Oh, we love you back.
I had a couple of them. I thought maybe Glenn Campbell or Matt Davis or Engelbert Humperdinck, you know?
Oh, my gosh. She has great guesses.
Tom Selleck.
Those are good guesses.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Thanks for your good guesses this morning.
Glenn Campbell would have been good.
I'll be listening, though.
Okay.
We hope still.
Goody.
We hope
Thank
you'll still be listening. Thank you.
Yeah.
WOLX, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Kris Kristofferson wasn't the original guy they had in mind for The Star Is Born. Who was it?
Me. No.
We thought so.
There it is.
We thought so.
Oh.
I'd say Robert Redford.
Robert Redford. Oh, that's a good guess.
Oh, I like him.
It's a very good guess, Joe. Thanks for trying this morning. WLX Brain Strain. Hello there at 664-1949.
How's it going?
Good. Well, what do you think? A Star Is Born, the 76 version. What superstar declined the role given to Kris Kristofferson?
Was that Elvis?
It was.
Was it?
Sweet. Yes.
Woo.
Nicely played
ding.
This morning. Elvis was the answer we were looking for.
I am shocked by that.
I'm a big Elvis fan, so...
Yeah, we all are. You know what? You know what? The critics say Elvis was actually quite an actor. He got those cheesy movies in the 60s, but they say the King actually had some pretty good acting ability.
Yeah, he did.
And Barbra Streisand loved him. And I guess here's the story. I guess they met up and talked about it. And Elvis was all excited. And then the Colonel stepped in and said, no.
Wow.
So, no, you can't do that. So Colonel Parker got involved.
Did it have something to do with cashola?
It sure did. Terry. Terry's on. Colonel Tom Parker got his hands involved.
Mm-hmm.
And Elvis had to say, no, thank you. No,
Wouldn't
thank you very much.
That have been a different movie with Elvis. Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So good guess. You got it. Elvis Presley was the original guy they had in mind for that part. And then the Colonel got involved. And that was the end of that. Mm. So.
Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Todd from Ryle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.